Good morning, I'm John Slagers. The Iowa State Patrol reports the second fatal accident in O'Brien County in less than a week. Saturday afternoon, a pickup truck collided with an SUV at the intersection of B-40 and L-54, 2 miles east of Primgar. The pickup driver, Lorianne Banks, 56, of Sutherland, failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection and struck the SUV on the driver's side. The SUV driver, 66-year-old Mark Stanley Kirkholm of Storm Lake, was not wearing a seatbelt. He was partially ejected from the vehicle at the time of the crash and died at the scene. Banks was injured and transported to Mercy One Primgar for treatment. The Lamars Community School Board of Directors meets tonight in their regular monthly session. They will precede the meeting with a tour of improvements made this summer at the Lamars Middle School. The board's agenda includes information on their annual introduction of new teachers, scheduled for September. Some personnel items are before the board as well. They will also consider the superintendent's goals for the next year. The meeting will begin at 6 p.m. at the District Education Service Center. The Iowa Department of Transportation Commission meets tomorrow in Sioux City. The public input agenda of the meeting will include remarks from Leslie Bartholomew representing the Plywood Trail. This is the recreation trail proposed to connect Sergeant Bluff, Sioux City, and Lamars. Other speakers will include Orange City's Public Works Director, Matt Vanskowen, Cherokee Economic Development Director, Bill Anderson, Buena Vista County Engineer, Brett Wilkinson, and Sioux City Mayor, Bob Scott. Both of Iowa's Republican senators voted against a package of tax changes and spending on climate and energy projects this weekend. The measure passed by a 51-50 vote. Three Iowa Republicans in the House, including Representative Randy Feenstra, are also critical of the bill. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Marion, says Democrats should pump the brakes and start over.
This plan would pay for 87,000 new IRS agents to turn around and audit working families and small businesses.
The IRS commissioner says the agency will target tax avoidance by corporations and wealthy Americans, but will not increase audits of returns with income below $400,000. The agency plans to upgrade its 35-year-old computer system. Hinson says quicker processing of tax returns should be the priority.
One thing that I've heard from constituents and a lot of the work that we specifically do is in making sure that people get their tax returns handled in a promptly fashion. What we don't want to see is them specifically targeting.
Hinson says a congressional committee that reviews tax-related legislation has concluded that going after misreported business activities could primarily impact low-income Americans. The pending merger of Canadian Pacific Railway and Kansas City Southern would eventually triple the amount of train traffic through parts of eastern and southern Iowa. Canadian Pacific spokesperson Andrew Cummings says the railroad has planned to add sidings, extend existing sidings, and add electronic signaling systems, all to expand capacity so additional trains can be handled. The merger would create the only single-line railroad linking Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Canadian Pacific owns a line that extends from Sheldon to Mason City in northern Iowa. Sioux Falls has set a single-day rainfall record. Weather officials say over 5 inches of rain fell before noon Sunday. The previous daily record was set on August 1, 1975, at just over 4.5 inches. Minnehaha County was under a flash flood warning for much of yesterday morning. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.